And now it's time for some artery cultural coverage with Sexitude. Hit me. On Sunday mornings in the Castro neighborhood, there's a place where rhythm reigns. Dancers pull out their leg warmers, spandex, and fluorescent headbands for Sunday school. And with the right accessories and a lot of attitude, dreams of being a backup dancer for a day come true.
It's a dance by donation, sex-positive, body-positive, age-positive dance class open to everyone.
It's the brainchild of Darcy Drollinger, who wanted a place where all kinds of people could come together once a week to connect with a higher power and dance with their soulmates.
At first, I was going to call it church.
But that wasn't quite right.
I was a little afraid that the word church might somehow scare people off that didn't want to go to church, you know. But Sunday school with a K sounds a little Electric Boogaloo, street savvy.
KALW's David Boyer takes us to the school that rocks.
All right, let's get started. I hear people coming up the stairs. Good morning, Beatrice.
A couple dozen people gather at the Academy of Ballet. It's early, 11 a.m., and while it looks like your standard dance studio, you know, there's wall-to-wall mirrors up front and ballet bars in the back, it's clear this is not your average dance class. For starters, there's the students.
We have people who are 60.
Doctors.
People who are obese.
Drag queens.
People who've had HIV for decades.
And then there's folks like this.
I write software which helps manage the logistics at ports.
And this.
I teach AP Calculus and Algebra 2 and Algebra 1.
And this.
I work at a really vanilla job. We actually specialize in investment management.
On the surface, they all have something in common.
I work at a place that's pretty stodgy.
And that's one of the reasons they've come here today.
It's fun to be able to just dress up one day a week at least and live the dream.
The dream is backup dancing, and their dream maker is Darcy Drollinger. You can't miss him. He's leading the warm-up in fluorescent blue spandex with hot pink socks and a headband.
I personally have a spandex addiction.
Many people here have clearly followed his lead.
I am wearing star-studded fishnet stockings with sparkly panties.
A Hanes t-shirt with hand-stenciled lettering that says, I'm a stupid bitch. A
lot of good gold lamé.
Skimpy tops.
Leopard print booty shorts.
Neon colors.
A cut-off shirt with my hairy little gut sticking out.
Fringe.
And I'm fine if people come in gym shorts and a t-shirt. But if they put on a sassy flash dance top and some leg warmers, I can guarantee you they're going to dance harder and they're going to have more fun.
But don't be fooled by the outfits. This class is physically challenging and this warm-up is no joke.
And stretch. Flap back. Plie stretch. Flap back. Release sideline.
I'm not kidding. The first time I went, I could not really walk that well till Thursday.
After the class, I told Darcy, I said, oh my gosh, I can't do this. He just said, come back next week. Just keep coming back. And I did. And it got easier.
This is week 3 of this routine, so I'm going to push you a little further. And I tightened up a few things too, so you'll be happy.
Squeeze me.
The dance moves, honey, the dance moves.
So here's how it works. Darcy creates a new routine each month. He teaches it in bite-sized sections, adding new bits each week.
This little beginning part's the most complicated part of the whole thing, so once we get that under our belt, we can keep running that over and over and over, and we'll add the rest of it. And I'll put some music on, and we'll start working with music. 5, 6, 7, 8. Face, 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 shoulder, smooth skin, palm, palm.
Okay. Darcy demonstrates as he goes. The laser-focused students watch him in the mirror and mimic his every move. Some nail it. There's also some awkwardness. And there's a few questions. Once everybody's got it, Darcy moves on.
Boom. And I'm about to show you something gorgeous. Okay. Turn around. Boom. One. Push it out. Bring it in. Show it off. And bam. More. And bam. Hello. Whip it. All right. Let's try it with some music.
it's not about getting every move right every single time.
I want to see a little fire in your faces.
He pushes us to have an attitude, to be fierce.
Give me something. Sell the song to me.
It's kind of like half acting and half dancing.
You got no excuse but to seduce. 6, 7, 8.
He will often say in class,
I want sexy.
Give me sexy.
Or I want attitude.
Or give me attitude. I choose attitude over sexy. The sexy thing is still so tied up with my Catholic upbringing that sexy meant slutty.
Some of them are going to be better at tossing their hair. Some people are going to be better at, you know, the actual move. Some people are going to be better at crawling on the floor, whatever it is. You know what I mean? So using whatever strength they have.
Definitely feel glamorous. Definitely feel fabulous.
I want you to fire every muscle.
For some, muscle. Sunday school is a great way to unwind and get some exercise. But for many, the class is much more.
The class has definitely changed my life. I think I struggle with not being comfortable in my own skin. And I know this sounds kind of cliche, but he's kind of taught me how to love myself. To love who I am, to embrace who I am, and to show off who I am.
I would go crazy if I didn't get to dance. Don't get to have that type of expression anywhere else.
It seems like a lot of people in class have gotten up the courage to quit their crappy jobs after being in dance class for a while. You feel almost rebellious, and you begin to get more impatient with things that don't make you feel positive about yourself. I think I understand more now why people go to church.
And for Darcy, their passion is his reward.
What is so satisfying is to watch these people when they give it their all. They give it everything they've got, and they may not be perfect, and they're probably not going to be perfect. But there's something so joyous when they are going for it in this kind of raw, enthusiastic way, purely for the joy of doing it.
You're fabulous. Have a wonderful week. I love you all. Thank you.